Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to On the Leading Edge. I'm your host, Christine George, and today I'm very excited that we're talking to Katie Lance. Katie is the co-founder and CEO of Katie Lance Consulting. She's a social media strategist, a keynote speaker, author of the book Get Social Smart, and she's also a wife to Paul and a mom to these awesome two boys, Owen and Luke. So, Katie, welcome to On the Leading Edge.
Thank you, Christine. I'm super excited to be here today.
Oh my God, and we're so excited to have you. So, Katie, I think we've known each other, I was thinking about it earlier today, close to 10 years now, and it's been really an honor and a privilege to watch how your business has grown from its inception to where it is today, and to watch your following, and you have just stayed so true and authentic to who you are and to, you know, what your business is about and to your niche audience. And so I'm really excited to talk a little bit about your business and how you help people and a lot of, you know, the advice that you give people as it relates to social media. So should we just dive right in?
Yeah. Thank you for that, by the way.
No,
I appreciate that a lot. And yeah, I'm excited to dive in. Let's do it.
Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of like 30,000 foot. I want to kind of get our community understanding a little bit about social media as a way to build and grow your business, because I still talk to agents. I mean, it's so interesting how it's evolved. You know, in, you know, 10 years ago, agents were really not open to utilizing social media, I think because they didn't really understand how it could help them. And now I'm seeing more agents not only interested in it, but understanding and realizing how it can help them. So why do you think social media works? And why specifically do you think it works for real estate agents and brokers?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. I think it's really evolved over the years. And I think, you know, a few years ago, or more than a few years ago, but when I first started teaching social media, I think there was still the perception that it was, you know, just for kids and just kind of like this maybe fad that would pass. And as we've seen, it's here to stay, and it's really evolved. And, you know, I always go back to why I originally really fell in love with social media, and it's a little bit corny, but you know, I remember my history is I originally started out working in an independent real estate brokerage. I was the marketing director. And so, you know, I was working side by side next to all the realtors, helping them with their flyers and their just listed postcards. And I was the one, you know, putting together the newspaper ads. And I always just was so, you know, kind of blown away by the cost and the time spent on that type of marketing. And of course, print marketing is still valuable. You know, I don't think it's necessarily dead by any means. So when social media came around, especially when Facebook came around for business, I remember specifically Facebook, Twitter really kind of starting to come around for business. I just remember kind of having this aha moment, like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I specifically felt it was amazing for real estate because real estate is such a personal business. You know, it's not like we're selling t-shirts or pens or, I mean, nothing against that by any means, but it's such a emotional purchase for so many people. And when it comes to social media, that's the heart of why social media works the way it does, because it's all about relationships and staying in touch and keeping in touch with people. So that was kind of how I originally just sort of fell in love with it and thought, this is amazing. And honestly, that feeling has never left. That's one of the reasons why I still love this industry. And I decided to go all in, so to speak, on teaching and serving this industry, but when it comes to social media.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree with you. And I think, you know, You know, you were an early adopter. You know, you said you had this aha moment, which was, wow, this really has some, you know, applicability to our business. And I think it's more important than ever because of what's happening in our business, the consolidation, the disruption. And I hate that word disruption, but really it's the increased competitiveness of our industry with iBuyers and discount brokers, you know, other people wanting a piece of the real estate pie. And I think at the end of the day, people want a trusted advisor to help them through what's, for most people, the biggest transaction of their lives, that certainly the biggest financial transaction of their lives. And so that relationship piece is more important than ever before, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, there's so much noise out there. And I think a lot of consumers, you know, they kind of have their guard up. You know, everybody's trying to sell them something. And, you know, there's a lot of mistrust. And there was all the issues, you know, a few years ago with, you know, data, you know, the election and, you know, so on and so forth. And so I just think that translates into real estate. And I think, you know, what we see are the agents and brokers that are getting a high level of business from social media, like the ones who are getting 40, 50 or 60%, they're using it as a way to be really intentional, keeping in touch with their past clients. You know, they're showing up, they're wishing them happy birthday. You know, they might be taking the online offline where they see it's their birthday and they pick up the phone and call them, or they send them a card in the mail. And then they're also, you know, putting out some valuable information, and they're being that valued, trusted source of content and information. And honestly, they're not afraid to also put their opinion out there a little bit too, yeah. You know, and really kind of lean into who they are. And like you said, to build that trust, I think it's so valuable.
I think you bring up two really good points there. You know, one is that, and agents do this all the time, whereas they close a deal and then they walk away from the deal and they just do a horrible job of staying in touch with those clients over time. And that's where, you know, the online portals come in, and they can either, whether it's the online portals or other agents in the marketplace, can snag those clients if an agent doesn't do a good job keeping in touch with them. And you bring up a great point. I mean, social media is just a phenomenal way for agents to, on a much broader scale, be able to continue to stay in touch with clients and nurture those relationships at a much higher level. The other piece, and this gets into my next question, is valuable content. You talk about valuable content. A lot of times, you know, you talk about having pillar content and a strategic social media calendar. Mm-hmm. What I hear from agents a lot is, and it's always to me fingers down a chalkboard, is that they're so tempted to hire a company who's going to do all of their social media work for them. So create their content, post their content. And it needs to be, in my opinion, it needs to be personal. It needs to come from you, because no one's going to be able to, as you say it the way you do. Can you talk a little bit about your philosophy as it relates to social media strategy for agents?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look, I get that that's not the answer anybody wants to hear, right? Like, the answer is people want to, it's something that a lot of people struggle with. And so the solution for a lot of people is they want to outsource it or hire someone. And you know, and then in their mind, they can be like, okay, done, got it. Social media, check the box. And
yeah,
you know, that worked for some people a few years ago, but to be honest with you, social media has evolved so much. And it goes back to what I said a minute ago, like our level of calling, you know, I don't know if I could say this, BS on a lot of content. I mean, we're kind of at an all time high. Like if I go on social media, if I go on Facebook right now and I scroll through, I can smell a post that was not created by that person a mile away. Like you just know it doesn't sound like them. I mean, if I sat down with that person for a cup of coffee, like I doubt that would be something that they would say to me. Like you just really kind of lose that disconnect. And our philosophy is, like you said, there's nobody that can replace you and your voice. And I've often given this example. It's like having a dinner party with your 10 most important clients. And instead of you being there, you have your assistant run the whole thing. Yeah. Right? Like, we would never do that, right?
No.
But that's what happens when you hand off your social media completely to someone else. Now, I don't necessarily think you have to do it all yourself. I think that, you know, we look at some people in this industry who, you know, you might bring on an assistant to maybe help with scheduling some of your content, or, you know, maybe you really want to do video, but you don't want to figure out how to edit video. So maybe you work with a video editor to help you with some of that, editing or podcasting, like what we're doing here. Maybe you bring on a podcast editor to kind of help you with some of those pieces. But ultimately, you know, like I said earlier, obviously real estate is such a relationship business, and people are connecting and doing business with you and who you are and what you're all about. And so I just think it's so important for an agent or broker to take the time to, create that content and put a plan together. And ultimately, you know, a lot of times when it comes to timing, it may not be that you don't have the time. It may just be that you haven't made the time, right? And that goes to any part of our business. And that's where I think things like time blocking and really getting yourself into a schedule and a routine can make a big, big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, another great example, I love the cocktail party example. but another great example is, as an agent, when you go to a listing presentation, you put the presentation together, you put the CMA together, and then it's you who's sitting face to face with that client doing the listing presentation. Again, you wouldn't put your assistant there to give the listing presentation. So much of it, it's so such a personal thing. I mean, you're not going to have your assistant pick up the phone and stay in touch. You're not going to sit and have your assistant sit and have coffee with a past client of yours. I mean, it's just another way to stay in touch, to stay top of mind, to provide valuable information in your own unique way. So it has to come from you. So I love that. So when an agent is creating a social media strategy, in your opinion, what are the most important ingredients?
Well, I think there's two things. So I really believe that when it comes to social media, there's kind of two pieces of the pie, right? There's the relationship building piece of it, keeping in touch with people, staying top of mind. And then there's the other piece of it where you're creating content and you're attracting new business. You're attracting the people you want to work with. So I think when you're putting together a social media plan, you have to kind of take those two pieces into consideration. The first part, the relationship building piece, I think it's as simple as time blocking 10 or 15 minutes once a day. I like to do this in the morning. I've been doing this for years and years, where I've got my cup of coffee, I've got my phone, and I'll pull up Facebook or Instagram. And I just take 10 or 15 minutes and I use that as my time, not to post, but to think about who can I engage with. And I always think about my simple tip is focus five. Who are five people I can connect with that morning? And it doesn't mean jumping in and liking five things. You know, I always say don't be a drive-by liker, but take a few minutes to intentionally connect. Leave a comment that's more than a word or two. Maybe you send someone a video because it's their birthday, or you send them a private message because you see that maybe they're going through something. And you take a few minutes every single day. I also take that time to check my notifications. I respond to all my notifications. I go back to anything I posted yesterday. I respond to comments, because when you respond back and forth to comments, you're bringing new people into the conversation. Facebook loves that, or Instagram as well. So that's 10 or 15 minutes, honestly, every day. As your audience grows, you might do that a couple times a day. Maybe you do it in the morning, and then maybe the evening as you're watching TV or whatever. The other piece of that is your content, right? And taking time to sit down and create some content. And I do believe when it comes to social media that a lot of it can start with pillar content. And pillar content is simply something that might take a little bit of time, maybe a little bit of money, sometimes a little bit of resources, but it's content like video, like podcasting, like blog content, maybe even Facebook Live content. It's content that's a little bit longer form. It's content that's timely, right? Meaning it's valuable not just today, but it's valuable next week or next month, maybe even next year. It answers questions like, how do I get my home ready for the market? Or should I rent or should I buy? Or how do I find a realtor? Or what's the difference between living in Boston versus Cambridge? Or, you know, just all these things that are pretty common questions we get asked all the time. it's important, I think, for an agent or broker to set aside time once or twice a month to create that content. And, you know, I know a lot of people do it on a weekly basis. I'm just a big believer that if you're going to do one video or you're going to like make one graphic or one blog post, you might as well make like two or three, you know, it's the same idea as, you know, if you're going to sit down and call FSBOs, you're not going to call like one, you're probably going to call 20. If you're going to go knock on doors, you're not going to knock on one. You're going to like, you know, hit a neighborhood. So it's sort of that same philosophy with social media. So my recommendation is setting a little bit of time every day for the relationship building piece of it, and then setting aside time at least a couple times a month to create some of that content, schedule some of that content. You don't have to schedule everything, but schedule in a few pieces. And then those two, they really kind of go hand in hand.
I love that. So the relationship piece, which is really the nurturing piece, and then creating that pillar content, which is really the value added piece. It's showcasing your expertise and your knowledge as an agent, and providing that in a valuable form that people can actually take action against. And the most important part of that, I think, is that it continues to let people know, whether consciously or subconsciously, that you're in the real estate business, that you are an expert. It's establishing trust so that when they're ready to buy or sell, or they know somebody who's ready to buy or sell, they're going to immediately think of you. And I think that's what's most important about the content, the valuable content piece. And if you've done a good job on the relationship side, then you're going to have that level of trust where people feel comfortable calling you and or referring you.
Absolutely. And to be honest with you, content also can be a relationship builder because, you know, as you're connecting with people and commenting and, you know, being intentional and spending time doing that, content is also a big relationship builder because it shows, like you said, that you're still in business and there's something to be said. I think in this day and age, you know, we all kind of have like this short-term philosophy. People are at, you know, most people are at jobs like, you know, what, a year or two. I feel like that's like that's the average. Like people are, you know, they're always moving on to the next thing, moving on to the next thing. And if you are someone who can like just say, hey, look, I'm not going anywhere. I'm showing up and I'm going to show up each and every week and I'm going to give you some valuable tips and information. And whether you're ready to work with me now or maybe you're ready to work with me in 2 or 3 years, I'll be here. And yes. And that is such a powerful thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's that consistency of continuing to show up and, you know, that showing up is half the battle in anything that you do.
Exactly. And the thing with content, I'll just say one other quick thing is here's something really motivating for anybody listening. There are a lot of people out there who are putting out content, right? Don't get me wrong. A lot of people are doing video or Instagram content or Facebook content, but I can just tell you from experience that the people who are doing it consistently week in and week out, month in and month out, are really few and far between. Mm-hmm. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I'm already doing some content, what I would challenge you to do is get yourself onto a routine where you are saying to yourself and publicly, hey, I've got a new video coming out every Monday, or I've got a new blog post coming out every Friday, or I'm doing a Facebook Live every Wednesday, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter the day, but that consistency, it's like your favorite TV show. You know, yeah. I may not watch, you know, I'm not going to watch my favorite show every Thursday night, but I know Grey's Anatomy's on and I'm going to DVR it, you know? And so you want to show up consistently, and that consistency builds trust.
It's so, so important. And I think where some agents get hung up is, you know, they're not, you know, they do it for a couple of weeks or a month or even 6 months and they go, am I talking to myself here? You know, like, is anybody watching me?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you have to have faith that over time, you know, I always say with any type of marketing that you're putting, you know, investing your time or your money in, it takes 18 to 24 months. I mean, for you to start to get a return on your investment. And you know, we're just, like you said, everything is so short term. We're just so wired to have instant gratification that it's very easy for us to lose sight of the fact that it does take time. So I think that's great advice. Next question I have for you is, what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see agents make when it comes to social media?
I think a big mistake, like you said earlier, was just completely outsourcing it. You know, I think that there's still that temptation to just hand it off to somebody completely, or to hand it off to a company and like, oh, they'll do it. You know, and I have to say, I mean, I don't think I've ever talked to anybody who's handed off their social media and then talked to them a year later and like they've been happy with it, right? Like, yeah, there's always this, it's okay, I don't think anything's happening. Like, and then they cancel it and then they just feel like, ah, this is social media, it doesn't work. And so I think that's number one, is just totally outsourcing it, as we talked about earlier. I think the other big mistake is just getting on social media and just talking about listings. You know, I mean, and this is, you know, something that's been going on for a while. And I mean, don't get me wrong, you can totally talk about listings. Like, that's your business, right? But it can't be the only thing that you talk about. And if you're going to talk about listings, I would highly encourage you to think about how you're talking about it. You know, don't link to Zillow, don't link to realtor.com, like link to your own website, link to your own video, link to, you know, your brokerage's website. Like, you know, I think about some of the agents and brokers that do this really well, and they'll do things like, you know, even a quick little video in front of the house. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, but maybe something like, hey, I've got this beautiful new listing. It's, you know, it's, you know, just came on the market. It's 123 Main Street. Hey, if you're curious, send me a message or check, you know, send me a quick email. You know, or they're asking their clients, hey, when you moved here, what were the two or three things you loved about this house? Right. And they're kind of like plucking out the story of what the house is all about. So I would say, you know, you can totally talk about listings. It's just think a little bit more than what you've got on MLS or what you've got, you know, in your print marketing, because that works, but it's not the same as social media, right? What works on social media are things like videos and awesome photos and keeping people curious. So they're like, wow, that's really cool. Like, where is that? What neighborhood is that? Like, that's what you want. You know, you want that interaction. So I would say those are two of the big things. And then the third thing, the last thing I would say is the post and run where they like hop on and they're like, okay, Katie said I should spend 10 minutes on social media. So they post something and then you get busy. Right. And so then you don't show up for like 4 days and people are commenting and, you know, asking you questions. And then you come back and you're like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, again, social media is a, you know, it's not a one way street. You've got to, you know, you've got to respond and be engaged. You know, don't just do the post and run.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So outsourcing, biggest mistakes, outsourcing, you know, just posting your listings for the sake of posting them. So start to think outside the box, like what's unique and different and why would somebody want to pay attention to this? And then the posting and running, I love that. I love that. It's got to go both ways. Like you got to be on it. It's just another, like you wouldn't call somebody and then just kind of hang out on the phone and not do it.
Right. Right. You would be like, hey, how's it going? And how are your family? Like you'd have a two-way conversation. It's the same thing online.
On social media. I love that. Right. I love that. Awesome. Thank you so much, Katie.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for next week's episode when we continue our conversation with Katie Lance and talk about Instagram. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.